Thursday morning. Blue skies, sunshine, and beautiful smells coming out of the bakery, wafting into the studio, because, you know, we're based at the Lifestyle Centre, Bolito, just around the corner from Yoli's, the legendary Yoli's Bakery. And King, you yesterday got to experience something quite special.
Yeah.
The first of what I believe is going to become a more regular thing.
Yeah.
A kind of a bread experience.
Bread tasting.
A bread tasting.
Mike, that was my very first time attending a bread tasting.
Well, apparently it's the very first time Yoli's has actually done it.
What?
And to tell us more about it from Yoli's, the lovely Nikki Cooper is in the house with us. Nikki, how are you today?
Fine. Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the baking starts early at Yoli's.
No, it doesn't stop for 24 hours.
This is a fact, eh?
Nice.
You've literally got shifts and you've got a team constantly.
Yep, we are 24 hours a day with about 4 shifts.
Wow. Sure. So it's a full-on operation now. It's a brand that has been really embraced by Bolito, the greater Dolphin Coast, now for years. And it just keeps, just like a good sourdough, it just keeps rising. It just keeps getting bigger and better. Tell us about this event, which was kind of a bit of a test run for you. Apparently it was such a success now that you're thinking of opening it up to the public and making it a kind of a monthly thing, right?
Yeah, Mike, it was so fun. So I've never done one before. And like I said to King, I've actually never been to one before, a bread tasting. But we just love doing it. And it was really, really such a success. It was kind of a way for us to celebrate moving our bread production back to its mothership here at Yoli's.
Nice.
We moved our bread production off-site a few years ago just because we sort of ran out of space. And we took on wholesale at the same time. So we've since changed our business model a bit. We no longer do wholesaling of breads. And we thought perfect time just to bring it all back, awesome. Just really focus a bit more, stop with the mass production, start again with just more variety, more love and care into every loaf, and that's where we're at. So yesterday was all about that. It was a little celebration. It was so well supported.
Sure.
We were so grateful for everyone who came through. And yeah, we just force-fed carbs for about it was meant to be an hour turned into 2 hours.
But you see, there's bread and then there's bread.
Yep.
And every loaf had a story behind it.
Yep.
And this was a bit of an eye-opener for a lot of folks who might have browsed breads in the past and seen a sort of intimidating looking thing, and maybe they just haven't given it the chance because, you don't know, you buy a loaf of bread and you might not know what you're getting. But you said you had more than a few surprised folks who are now turned on to a whole new option, a whole new world of breads.
Yeah, we've definitely got some people hooked on a couple of those loaves you put out. It's an intimidating thing because obviously it's quite a large loaf, and you know, we do experiment quite, you know, widely with all our flavors. So some of them people read and like, oh gosh, I don't know if I could eat that sort of a bread. But the whole idea of this is for people to have to commit to that loaf, because obviously none of our loaves have preservatives, so it's not going to last you a month like normal bread while you work your way through it. So, you know, it's taking that sort of that guesswork out of it. Here's the loaf, just try it out. Do you like it? This is what it tastes like. And so many people are so surprised how much they actually love these flavors that we've developed. And now they're a little bit more confident to commit to the loaf,
but
the huge loaf.
But there's an artisanal process. This is bread made the way bread should be made. It has been made for hundreds of years, right? And it's taking it a step back to its sort of traditional bread making roots. As you say, away from the mass production model to something that is a handmade, really crafted, artisanal offering, and something that when you've got it in your life, when you're starting your day with a slice of the good stuff, the health benefits are there. You can taste the goodness, and some of these breads have got some really special and unusual things going for them. Like there was a cranberry loaf there, wasn't there?
Cranberry is probably. Rye. I mean, we've got turmeric and coriander and chili.
These are breads we're talking about.
The almond one.
Oh my goodness.
We're really starting to experiment with some dessert focaccias as well, which is really fun.
Wow.
And that was a massive hit. I think there's been some already pre-orders coming in.
Nice.
But yeah, I think bread is very misunderstood these days. I think a lot of people are afraid to eat it because of the way it makes them feel, of obviously the weight gaining aspect. But the point is that I think it's with all things in the food industry. Like, you've got to know where your food comes from, and you've actually got to know what is in your food. And I think with, you know, the commercial mass production of food, a lot of the slow, proper processes have just been lost. And, you know, we've always said, just check your labels. Go and look at the back of your bread. There shouldn't be 60 ingredients in there. There should literally be four. Because that's all it actually takes to make bread. And, I mean, we make, I don't know how many different types of doughs, but without the flavors, they all range from 3 to 4 to 5 ingredients max. So, and that's it. That's what it should be. And that's why I always encourage people that have struggled with bread, that they feel bloated, or they maybe think that maybe they're gluten intolerant. Just try real bread, because you'll be surprised that you won't have all those nasty side effects that you've had before when you've been eating store-bought loaves.
And it can be, you know, when you've got the real bread, it can really be part of that. You know, there's this whole, like, healthy gut revolution, and people are looking to really make sure that they're looking after their internal flora. And a good, healthy, as you say, 3 or 4 ingredient bread can support that, can be part of that. Yeah. And now, for those who are intrigued and who want to experience a bread tasting in the not-too-distant future, you are looking at tying in with the First Thursdays happening, that every month is a feature at the Lifestyle Center. Is that right?
Yeah, so we had so many excited people who came with great ideas yesterday, and one of them was to kind of piggyback on First Thursdays and do like a morning session. So from 8 o'clock until potentially 12 o'clock. And then we're just going to open that up to the public. So exactly what we did yesterday, if you go and look on our social media, you see how lovely it was. There was a variety. Mm. We put on a whole bunch of compound butters, and we had different olive oils and balsamics with Duca spice. It was a full experience. And we'll look to do that on First Thursday mornings, and then it's open to the public. So you come along. We'll try to keep it quite different every time. So you're always looking forward to trying one of our different breads. But yeah, that's the idea.
Super cool. So we'll definitely put a reminder out for next First Thursday, because you know the new month's just around the corner, and I'll be there with olive oil and balsamic in hand, ready to tackle some breads and have an experience. Because that's the thing, people are looking for experiences, and you're looking to broaden your palate and your options, and you don't know what you don't know. So you gotta experience the freshness, the goodness of Yoli's. And listen, with Easter weekend up ahead, I know Easter. There's always some wonderful baked delights coming out of the Yoli's bakery, and this long weekend, I know that the brioche hot cross buns are going to be flying out of the shelves.
Yeah, they've been flying out since Monday we started them, so they're ready to go. Orders are flying in. Yeah, it's quite a special hot cross bun, because we do make it with brioche, so it's quite a rich, decadent hot cross bun. Yeah,
I think that's the best kind. And I believe another product that has been in hot demand, your sourdough pizza bases.
Yes. So those we do specifically to order. I've got a nice big order going out this morning. But same thing, just very, very, very simple scratch recipe sourdough. We par-bake them, so you take it home and you put your sauce on and your toppings, and then you... good to go. I'm looking at doing a smaller variety that comes with our homemade tomato sauce that we make, but that's awesome. Specifically the size of an air fryer.
Genius.
Genius.
So because apparently the air fryer is now, everything has to be geared towards an air fryer.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Inescapable part of the kitchen now.
But in addition to that, what makes your sourdough different?
Well, it's hard for me to say compared to others, because obviously I wouldn't know the specific recipes that others use.
Yeah.
Ours is quite unique that we use a blend of flours. So we do use a blend of cultures as well.
Okay.
So we work with rye, we work with brown wheat, whole wheat, and then obviously white bread flour.
Okay.
And the difference in the cultures just means that we have a different flavor profile, but also the health benefits of the bacteria that grow in the different types of cultures. Also, the fermentation. There's a lot of health benefits that come from using different types of cultures as well.
You see, so pizza can be healthy.
Come on.
Bring
even
it back.
In an air fryer.
Nikki, this is all awesome stuff, and we want to keep the flag flying for Yoli. So we definitely will be putting out a reminder for the first Thursdays, the next bread tasting event. And we know you're going to have a busy time between now and then with Easter, with all these big orders coming in. And for anyone who has a question, who wants to find out more, your very helpful team are always on hand at the Lifestyle Center in the market to field questions. And you never know, you might catch Nikki herself covered in flour, rushing in and out.
You're very welcome to yank me out the back. I'm very happy to, like I said to you earlier, troubleshoot with anyone who's also passionate about making bread. So lots of advice to give as well. If you guys want to come and say hi and ask some more questions about the health benefits and our processes and everything. Although you can now watch it through the glass window.
It's happening
in the afternoons. So
cool. It's a show, man.
So cool.
Live. Bread rising, just like the Yoli's brand continues to. And Nikki, more power to you and to your hardworking team.
Thanks,
24
guys.
Hours non-stop making the good stuff. And we'll be catching up again real soon, right here on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.